Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Chris in the Woodlands is here, my buddy. Let's get Chris in here. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Glad you made it home safe, John. Hope you enjoyed the extra couple hours of sleep here in Houston and going to play some golf.
Two quick questions.
One for John.
I came here and the weather sucks. Bring some sun. Yeah.
Bring some sun. Hey, two questions. One for you, John, and then one for you, Lance. So, John, are you more nervous? Astros picked up two hitters, Paredes and Christian Walker. Are you more nervous about our hitting, or are you more nervous about our pitching going into the season? And then, Lance, my question for you is, I noticed the Texans have six draft picks this year, which isn't a lot. Do you anticipate any trades to move our first or second back to pick up a couple of threes or fours just to kind of bolster our roster a little bit? Now, hang up and listen, guys. Love the show. Thanks.
The guy's got a – is Ronel Blanco going to come through again? I don't know. Is Hunter Brown – is Eric Geddy in his second year – what's he going to be? Fromber's last year, I think he's going to pitch his ass off.
Me nervous.
And a contract year.
I mean, Rennell's over 30 years old. Like, it's kind of an outlier year. Maybe he's going to pitch his best baseball now.
That was an outlier year, is correct.
Maybe he's going to pitch his best baseball now as an older pitcher. Maybe he figured some things out. Maybe. Eric Geddy shows some really good signs. His stuff, like, I just thought he was just going to be a guy, but actually by the end, I kind of came around on Eric Geddy. He's got a little juice. He's got a little something to him. I don't know. There's something about Eric Geddy that I feel a little bit more confident now. It's not only his stuff, but his demeanor on the mound, I think, is pretty good. So I'm a fan. Hunter Brown looked phenomenal by the end of the year. He looks like the dude that we saw his rookie year. So maybe he figured it out. Maybe it was just as simple as changing the pitches he threw. Maybe that's it.
Do you have more confidence in the pitching or hitting now that they added Christian Walker and
hitting. I have no confidence in the pitching. I don't know who's going to be healthy this year.
No. I think it's tough. I like our pitching. Our pitching carried us last year, if you want to know the truth. It really did. The hitting was so inconsistent.
Yeah, but you just lost Kyle Tucker.
Hunter Brown was really good. Ronel was really good.
Kyle Tucker was really good. And you lost Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Not in the postseason. For the course of the season, he was really good. He was gone most of the year. What are you talking about?
Well, he was gone for a chunk of it. He was gone most of the year. Look at Kyle Tucker's numbers. How many wins do you think you have if you don't have Kyle Tucker?
You had 88. He was only there half the year.
Yeah, he did only play 78 games.
Yeah. I mean, no. I don't know. That's a tough question. That's a really tough question. I mean, I think.
I mean, he had 23 homers.
I'm going to go pitching in this one.
He had 23
especially
homers.
Especially with the bullpen. I'm going to
go pitching. 23 homers in 78 games.
I have more faith in the pitching.
A 993 OPS last year.
Yeah.
23 home runs in 40 and 78
in
games.
In half a year.
A 993 OPS, the highest of his entire career, and you lose that. There's just too many injuries to the Astros pitching staff. Who's going to be the injured pitcher this year?
Who gets the arm?
Are we just supposed to assume Hunter Brown doesn't tear his arm up this year?
What?
Is this the year that Fromber gets hurt? Every year they got somebody new who's ripping their arms to shreds. It didn't used to be this team. This team didn't have arm injuries. And then all of a sudden it was Luis Garcia. Jose Urquidy. Well, Lance McCullers always, but Lance McCullers, Luis Garcia, Jose Urquidy, Justin Verlander. Like, this has been J.P. France. This has been an insane amount of arm injuries.
The other question was for you, six draft picks in 2025. Do you trade off some and grab third and fourth rounders with them? You got a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and a seventh. That's all you got.
It depends.
I don't know. You did that last year, got out of the first round.
I don't know yet. It just depends. I got to see how the draft anymore. Shakes out. I don't mind adding more picks, but to me, you got to add. Right now, it's not about.
You just need a couple of key players.
Yeah, I think you need to come up with, out of free agency and draft, you need to come up with four key players.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to be starters necessarily, but they have to help.
Yep.
Like a wide receiver, depth in the secondary. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's so. I don't like to say.
I'd rather get three or four really good players than
I'm
a
not
bunch
trying
of guys
to add. I'm not 10. Trying to add to my 53. I'm trying to get guys who unlock the vault.
Okay. SMU Sonny is here. What up, SMU Sonny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How are you doing, Sonny? Fine up here. Hey, good. The roads are fine. Lance, you got to make it up here, man. The roads are good. It's beautiful out. And I got us a tee time at BB Owen for some frisbee golf at 2:30 before the game.
It's literally right now 32.
Get him up there, Sonny. He's such a
It's literally 32 degrees.
It's 32 degrees.
It's 32.
I mean,
you know what? Bottom line
you
is,
you couldn't survive in the Midwest. It's too cold out. It's 40 degrees.
All you talk about is how cold everything is.
That's why
you
I got
wish
out.
It's 32 now.
It's 32.
I'm driving right now.
Oh, wow. It's going to be 19 degrees tonight.
Yeah, great. That's awesome.
But it's not going to be, there's no precipitation.
There you go. Come on, Sonny. Get him up there. You guys should play golf today,
Lance,
Sonny.
We need you, dude.
No, you don't need
frisbee
me.
Frisbee golf in the snow.
No, I'm not playing frisbee golf in the snow. You see that? There's snow still.
There's snow. Well, that's, have you ever played frisbee golf in the snow?
We're in our Tomahawk throws.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not going
to. I'm trying to get better. Lance doesn't love ball. I'm out here. I'm going to be out here in the snow breaking chains.
Lance, you don't love ball.
I don't love ball enough to play in chain. I don't love ball enough to go play in 45-degree weather, not to mention 32 with snow. I'm not walking through snow. Maybe you didn't hear it, Sonny. I don't shine snow no more.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in snow, like legit snow, since, man, probably when I was in Kansas to visit grandparents. I can't remember the last time I was, like, walking through snow. I can't even. It obviously wouldn't be in this state. It wasn't in India. I've had some really cold, really, really cold times in Indianapolis at the Combine, but we never had snow flurries or anything like that. Not serious. I can't remember the last time that I walked through snow. I think it was my grandparents in Kansas, probably in the late 80s. Like, every once in a while, they'd have real bad snow, and we'd have...
You haven't watched your snow in since
where,
the
Where
80s?
Would I be?
What's wrong with
where, you? Where would I be? There was some in New Orleans when I was there, Tulane, where we had one of these crazy cold snaps, and then I started skidding on the road and, like, kind of bumped into somebody else, but luckily it wasn't going fast.
Lance, come on, dude.
Stop, Sonny. Stop, Sonny.
Come on, dude.
You need to worry about just, you need to not worry about breaking chains and worry about hanging on to that quarterback who looked so good in the playoffs.
Oh, God, he was awful.
And his dad's demanding three.
What about Van Dyke? Bell, we got the.
Oh, my God. Van Dyke.
So does that mean you're losing Jennings that you brought in Van Dyke?
Wait a minute. Dad's right. Jennings for Van Dyke?
I think we just bought him in.
Van Dyke transferred to SMU.
Well,
No. Yeah. It fuels Kevin Jennings, fuels portal portal addition. Well, first of all, he's coming off an ACL surgery.
So he might not
But
be
I
ready.
Told you that the rumor is that his dad, that Jennings' dad, was demanding the same money that the Tulane quarterback got at Duke. And then he had one of the worst games. Like, Drew Aller thought he had a terrible game.
Sonny, you asked about Tyler Van Dyke.
I was up there for that. I went up to Pennsylvania. It was awesome. It was awesome.
The atmosphere looked great. Sonny, you asked about Tyler Van Dyke. I would say if Rhett Lashley can petition the ACC to ban zone defenses, you'll be okay.
You might be.
If all the defenses you face just want to play man, you got a shot with Tyler Van Dyke.
Well, boy, Sonny.
If they implement zone, there's a problem.
See if they can ban zone defense, Sonny.
You never know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, if the commissioner comes out strongly against it, there's no telling.
You know who else is, Sonny?
I ain't going to Dallas. And stop trying to make me go to Dallas. I'm comfortable here.
Hey, Sonny, do you know that John Clay Wolf is a big SMU guy? Did you know that?
Give me the VIN, right?
Yeah, give me the VIN. Yeah. He's a huge SMU guy.
Or someone else?
Huh?
Yeah, the give me the VIN guy's a big SMU guy, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Sonny?
I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys need to stick together. Well, I'm not sure he's going to hang with you, but But here's the deal. I mean, he's a huge SMU guy, loves SMU, and he is going to also buy your car for a lot more than the other people. Now, I can say that because he says, I got a guarantee you that I will pay more than CarMax will pay for your car, because if I don't pay you more, then I'll send you $100. I mean, that's a great guarantee. My buddy Michael, he got the deal. I was like, he never does that. He goes, I was riding with Mike. Michael goes, he did it with me. He said, I was selling some Jeep and CarMax offered me this, and John Clay Wolf said, oh, no, it ain't worth that. So here, go sell it to CarMax, and sure enough, in the mail, got $100. How about that? I mean, just for, and John Clay Wolf is killing it. He's destroying. And you know why? It's because he's got a great game plan. The game plan is, let me give you more for your car. I will take less at auction when I sell your car. But guess what? I'm going to do volume. He's one of the biggest and the best in America. And you know why? Because he gives you more for your car. That's all you want. You don't care. Give me that cash. Give me the VIN.com. There's one place you have to go if you're selling your car. Give me the VIN.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 819 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a playoff game coming up tonight, and then we got another one tomorrow with our teams, Texas teams. All right, we're Texas tough. How do we come out with these two? You know what? A lot of people are jumping on Texas now because there's so much Ohio State love. I had Notre Dame yesterday because I just think that they're playing better football than
I had Penn State, and I was feeling good about it at half, but then
the second half started. Notre Dame was a different team in the second half.
Penn State fell down.
Hey, what Bobby Slowick, did you see some halftime adjustments?
Wait. Now, that one long touchdown was a guy falling at press and then a safety who couldn't tackle in the open field, like that 54-yarder.
Yeah.
That really wasn't any kind of an adjustment. Those are idiots falling down. It was really...
the first drive, though.
The first drive was
they
awesome.
Punched it.
The offensive line
right down their
beat
throats.
The tar out of Penn State. And you know what?
Well, and when Love ran really hard.
But Love ran really hard, especially in that touchdown, but also... and Riley Leonard made some throws. I mean, he made some throws here and there. He's not an NFL quarterback, but he made some throws. But you know what? I also give them credit. When you knew that they were just going to take the ball and run right down the middle with Riley Leonard, they're still adding yards. Like, they were still gaining yards. Penn State knows what's coming at the end of the game, and they still couldn't keep them from getting 2 and 3 yards. Yeah. And that's because that offensive line really got after it. A lot of respect for Notre Dame and the way Marcus Freeman's team came out in the second half. Like, they just said, we're going to physically. And did you hear what Nick Saban said? Nick Saban, Chris Solis texts me, he goes, man, Nick Saban is good analyst. I'm like, imagine that. Guy knows football. I mean, he knows ball. And one of the things that he mentioned is he thought tempo would be a good idea for Notre Dame to get in some tempo, and that's exactly what they did to start the half. They went to high tempo, and they started gashing Penn State right off the bat, and it kind of set the tone for what the fourth quarter was going to be. Although, you know, Penn State had some success too, obviously, offensively, in the fourth quarter, not the third quarter. But then when it came time to make plays, when the game was, Dell used the phrase before the show, timid. And that's what Drew Aller was, timid. That's probably the worst word I can think of
for a quarterback.
Yeah. Timid.
No, you don't want to.
Because timid, if you're timid, you won't make throws on time. You'll hang on to the ball a little extra long. You saw he had chances to sit in and make throws in the second half, and instead he tucked it and tried to get away from sacks that ended up turning into sacks. Like, sometimes you just got to sit in and throw the ball away. And he was really timid. I thought the difference in that game was one quarterback made enough plays and the other quarterback made negative plays.
Yeah.
It was that simple.
Yep. Okay, Texans tomorrow. Pretty healthy. Pretty healthy. Shaq Mason, right? Oh, here we go.
He's not playing, right?
No. Here we go. Here
that's
we go.
Not bad.
Here we go, everybody. Okay. Do we need to pump it up today?
Hyped and excited.
Yeah, let's pump it up today.
We have not mentioned this game until 8:22. There's a playoff game. You guys didn't get to it until 8:22.
Well, we had a lot of stuff to do.
Like what?
We had to talk about
a playoff
Sonny.
Game.
We had to talk about SMU Sonny.
Okay.
All right. We had to talk Astros baseball. I mean, I know it's the offseason.
Arbitration deals is what you guys decided to get to.
Yeah. No.
We had arbitration talk. Yeah. Astros.
I heard.
Yeah.
I know. It is crazy that we haven't talked. Look, you tell me. We've seen it in person with the Astros and the disaster that they had. How rough it was while it was going on. The Chargers, I don't know how they're impacted, but people in the building have got to be impacted by this. I really think the Chargers are going to have a hard time focusing on this game or having their full attention there when some of these guys may have houses
they could
lose.
I don't know about that.
You remember the Astros, how they played? They got no hit and one hit against the Cubs. Remember that?
Yeah, but that was...
Oh, no, it wasn't the... Yeah, it was the Cubs, wasn't it?
That wasn't a postseason. It was a regular season.
It doesn't matter. It's when it was happening, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's...
So you think...
Listen, I was there, and you guys asked me. The hurricane affected everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. There were a lot of people that were not affected by this.
No, and that's what I don't know that.
A lot of people.
I don't know.
No, most of the people are not affected by this. While it's $60 billion, I was driving around the city, and it's just normal.
Well, 188,000 were evacuated. They didn't look normal based on your pictures you showed us.
Yeah, what? Oh, well, no, but everyone's still going to work. Everyone's still doing everything. Yeah. I mean, it was in Pasadena. If you're not in Pasadena or along the coast, the Palisades, then you were fine.
Yeah, and maybe that's the case. Yeah. I don't know, and you're right. There's no way you avoid an area, a region avoids hurricane.
No, you can't.
You either have hurricane or you don't have hurricane.
Yeah, right.
Flooding or you don't. But the fire thing to me, and maybe it doesn't affect anyone in that building, and if that's the case, then I like them regardless. But I do know if it is affecting people, if there are any players, I watched that the Astros were completely helpless. Because if you're going through that, I mean, the Rams game was moved to Arizona officially.
Yep.
So now, by the way, I have a friend of mine who had laid heavy on Minnesota -1, and his bet got canceled.
What? What is it? What's the number now? Did they just take it off the board?
They took it off the board because it moved venues.
Well, it did move venues, so I think that's fair.
I do, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy.
Fair. No, that's fair, though.
He wasn't happy.
All right. When do we want to pump it up? Do we want to pump it up next segment?
Do we do that for Texan stuff?
Yeah, we've done it before.
Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely. What are you talking about?
We've done it before. Yeah, we pump it up.
Okay.
Yeah, we pump it up.
Who are they playing? The Chargers? Okay. Who's the guy that goes in and we're going to kill your Starbucks when we play Seattle and we're going to be...
Who was that guy who took and he threw it on the ground and steps on it? I don't know who that guy is. Just some caller.
It's great. It's great though. What is it with the Chargers? How do we get back at them?
Do we want to do that? Because I feel like a caller's going to lean into the fires.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about the fires.
Well, just stay away from that stuff. Come on.
Yeah, no, we don't want to be making fun of the fires.
Just had some guy trying to come at me on Twitter. I'm not playing with you today.
What?
I've got time. John's here, so I've got some time to deal with you. I'm not playing with you. Don't play with me when I'm trying to say that I feel bad for people who are when entire areas are being decimated.
Mm.
I don't have time for all this stuff. You guys who want to play your little culture war games can go F yourself because I'm not. That's not my space today. I feel bad for it happening. I'm not. You know, the blame is going to get assigned, but for right now, you know, I'm just trying to have some empathy for people who've gone through it because we had it here. We saw some people, not a lot, but some people act like a-holes for sports reasons when we were going through floods. And we saw that. So we've been through it. So if you've been through this, if you've lost your house or if you've had friends who've lost their house or were displaced or whatever through our hurricanes or floods, to me, we're going to have more empathy for people because we're better people.
We're better people.
We don't see everything where everything's getting looted when you have a hurricane.
We have never looted. Have you ever looted?
I've never looted.
Never
anything.
Looted. Dell, have you ever looted?
Yes, I have.
Well, there you go.
I have looted once. A few times, actually.
Well,
have you ever gone to like HEB has the chocolate almonds thing that you can pull down and put in a bag?
God, and he does it. And you walk around the store
Cajun
with it and eat them? You walk around
by
the store.
By the way, that's not looting. You're just stealing.
It's kind of looting.
It's just stealing. Because looting, for whatever reason, feels less aggressive.
Why?
You're stealing.
When you walk out with a whole television?
But you're stealing.
Can I?
I'm eating is sweet Cajun heat, which is sweet and spicy.
Did you pay?
Mix.
Can I tell you?
Did you pay for
them? It's just a little pull.
Did you pay for them?
Sometimes I do.
But do you always pay for them?
That's when I'm looting.
Can I tell you the difference between
here
and Los Angeles, boys? You cannot get a deodorant or a shampoo.
Is it still like that?
Without ringing the buzzer and they have to unlock the cabinet.
That's why all your DAs are getting recalled. That's why everyone's getting voted out, because people are tired of their deodorant.
I want to get some.
Their deodorant is locked
some
up.
Some Old Spice shower gel.
Just order it.
Would you rather do that or try to get homeowner's insurance now?
Go through Amazon. Just order that BIA.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Wait.
Yeah, just
I'm
going to
make a prediction.
Your home.
John Granato and Wendy are going to live apart within 1 year.
What?
They're going to be happily married.
What?
You can't afford to live there.
I can't afford to
you
live there.
You can't afford to live there. You can't even get homeowners.
We're looking for houses right now. You know what the housing market's going to be there?
Impossible.
And how about insuring it?
You can't get it.
Forget about it. Again, a guy paid $180,000 for 1 year just for fire insurance, and he's only going to get maybe $2 million out of it.
And his house is worth $10
million. 1 year. Holy crap.
Couldn't be me.
Time to talk right now about mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. All right. We got all the games. We're just talking about the Texans. We're just talking about the Texans game. Who do you like? We like the Texans in this one. We really do. Who do you like, Ravens or Steelers? What? I'm pretty sure I know which way you're going on that one. Listen, the books have been destroyed this year. Have you taken advantage of it? You like all these. I know which team is better. You know, that didn't matter in the NFL before. But you know what? Right now it matters. Right now, if you bet the favorite, you're going to win. That's what's been going on. So take advantage of it. You can take advantage of these guys. My bookie, you're going under? I don't care. I don't care, because all I care about is you pay me when I win, and they do. So here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to play, win and get paid. You're looking for a place that's going to give you free bets. Oh, how about this? My son-in-law, they give him, he went on my bookie. He listens to the show. He went on my bookie, and he's playing a slot machine. They give him free slot play on my bookie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in 2 days, he won $480. 400,
wow.
And a free play. On free play in slots. $480. How about this? Free. I mean, and this is what MyBookie does all the time. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Play, win, get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Look at this. This is interesting. One of our listeners, Skip Westphal, longtime listener. I guess he's listening from L.A.? Because he said, a firefighter lives in my building here in West Hollywood. He told me that they aren't trained for wildfires. They're trained for structures, cars. He said it's very different. All they can do is pour water on it, but not strategically attack it like it needs. Well, then who does the forest one? Can we get the forest people involved here?
I mean, that's probably pretty specific.
Well, California, as you know, is very different. Like, the topography is very different from area to area.
Yeah.
Very different.
All right, let me ask you a question after watching. Maybe
I'm just worried about you, John. I just don't think. I think you're going to live here. Don't sell your house here.
It's on the market. Anybody wants it? How would you redraft last year's draft? Jaden Daniels, number one?
Yeah, for sure. Let me pull up my here it is. My draft.
Jaden Daniels, one. Who would be two?
Number two, Commanders, probably Bo Nix.
You think your bone? Yeah. If you've got quarterback needs, obviously needs play into it.
I mean, it could be Caleb.
You know, Caleb's numbers are pretty damn good.
Yeah, see, but that's a tricky thing. It's the numbers. Really tricky. There's a lot of trash numbers in there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Because when you watch him, it wasn't very good. And you look at the numbers, and people will use the box scout scoring to say, the box score scouting, and say, he was actually pretty good, but he actually wasn't.
Yeah.
Took a ton of sacks, held on to the ball forever, made it hard for them to win. Jaden would be first, obviously, with the Bears. The Commanders might take Caleb. They might take Bo Nix. The Patriots would probably take Caleb or Drake May. I don't think it changed. I mean, I think it's still quarterback.
Marvin Harrison?
Nope.
Joe Alt?
Malik Nabers for the
Jared
Cardinals.
Jared Verse?
Alt stays the same. The Giants probably take...
Jared Verse moves way up.
Well, the Giants probably take your boy.
You Malik Nabers stays there?
Brock Bowers probably. Yeah, I think Malik goes to the Cardinals.
Malik Nabers goes instead of Marvin.
Instead of Marvin Harrison. Joe Alt will still go to the Chargers. Brock Bowers goes to the Giants. Obviously, I don't think J.C. Latham goes to the Titans. They'd probably take Bo Nix or Penix.
Yeah.
If they could redraft, they'd take quarterback. Verse probably goes to I don't think the Bears. I think the Bears would keep Roma Dunze.
You do?
The Falcons would still probably look quarterback. Oh, yeah. They like Roma Dunze a lot.
Well, you know what? Michael Penix might still go right now. The Falcons might still take Michael Penix.
You know, I don't think Verse. Here's the thing. I don't know that Verse. Well, Verse moves up from 19, but I don't think he moves inside the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, I don't probably think the best he moves.
What about Chop? What about Quinyon Mitchell?
Quinyon goes way higher. I'd have to look at what the needs were. I don't know. It's an interesting. I mean, the Jets aren't taking.
You know what's
Sean
funny anymore. Though is in a lot of drafts it would be drastically different. In this draft, it's not.
Well, it's going. We're only 1 year.
I get it, but
give me one more
guys
year.
Guys performed this year.
Give me one more year.
Rookies performed this year.
But Fashanu 11. I mean, I thought that was way too early for him anyway, and he's still at the early stages. I don't know what you do. I don't know where J.J. McCarthy goes.
McConkey moves into the first round. DeGene moves into the first round.
Why would J.J. McCarthy go any different than 10 to the Vikings? I don't think it changes. They still see him as their quarterback of the future. Yeah. I don't think it changes. J.C. Latham probably doesn't go 7 to the Titans. Gave up a lot of sacks. Latu still might be the Colts pick, but you know the Colts tried to trade up. It came out that they tried to trade up with the Giants, and then there's rumors they tried to trade up with the Chargers.
Does Kamari move into the first round?
I don't think so.
No?
I just think from a trait standpoint, he probably doesn't move into the first
round. Ladd McConkey does.
Now, the guy that really moves up.
Tavondre Sweat?
So, yeah, Tavondre Sweat would. Brian Thomas and Mitchell are the two, and Chop Robinson. They went 21, 22, and 23. Those three shoot up into the top 15 for sure, and maybe even top 12.
Braden Fisk moves up?
Yeah, he probably moves up some.
Edrin Cooper moves up?
Keon Coleman might move down a little. I'm just looking. Nate Wiggins actually had a pretty good year. Ricky Pearsall in the first gets replaced by Ladd McConkey. Maybe not in the same slotting, but Pearsall out of the first, Ladd McConkey into the first.
How far white up wide does receiver, Caleb Bullock move?
I don't think Xavier Worthy makes it in the first.
You don't?
I don't know.
What about?
Unless it's just Kansas City.
Well, I take Ladd McConkey before him, so.
Yeah, unless it's just, oh no, for sure. Unless it's, and he was 28th, like I could see him, Cooper DeJean, Braden Fisk, those are, and Tavondre Sweater, 3 second rounder, and Ladd McConkey, those are 4 second rounders you're moving in. Somebody's falling out, like Xavier Leggett for sure falls out. Ricky Pearsall falls out. I think Xavier Worthy falls out, and maybe Jordan Morgan or Darius Robinson. It's tough.
I think Kamari moves up.
He was 42, but he's still a little. He move up. I just don't think he gets into the first.
Kalen Bullock moves up, way up. He was the 78th pick.
Mm-hmm. He moves in the second.
He moves into the second round. Not a bad. Not I. You know what? Not for for not having many picks, not a bad job by Nick.
It wasn't a great second round of the draft. I'm looking through a lot of these second rounders. Not yet. Mm-mm. We'll see. And then we'll see if they develop. But yeah, we're only one year in, but there would definitely be some reshuffling. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell's in the top 10.
Not nearly as much as some other drafts, man. Not nearly as
no,
much.
No, but like I said,
there weren't as many first round busts this year.
Give it 2 years. Give it 2 years, and it'll look a lot like there's going to be a lot more who are busts. Where do you put Brock Bowers? Brock Bowers in this last
draft. He's a top 10 guy.
Well, he was 13 here.
Yeah.
Do you think like the Giants? I think the Giants. That's where I put him. Giants. Yeah. Marvin Harrison would fall a little bit. I always thought he was a little over it. The Caleb, the two guys that I couldn't, that I pushed back a little bit on was Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison. They got a lot of like can't miss generational stuff that. Marvin Harrison's not nearly as explosive as Malik Nabers, which is why I have Malik ahead of him. And then Caleb Williams' tape wasn't really that good. Bo Nix's tape and Jaden Daniels' tape was better, but you were betting on some other stuff with Caleb Williams. But, you know, hanging on the football is a bad habit that takes a while to coach out. And Bucky Brooks made a comment yesterday. I was doing Move the Sticks with him. You can listen to that. We had a Thursday show and a Friday show, so you can listen on Move the Sticks podcast. We were talking about all this generational stuff, is all that hyperbole that happens in the media, that's what fuels what fans think? Anytime you have media-based information at all, new media, mainstream media, I don't care if it's politics, if it's sports, if it's entertainment, that fuels what people think. People get their opinion from influencers. Influencer can be a sports talk host, a columnist, now more and more it's a podcast or whatever. All this generational talk, did that fuel the disappointment from Bears fans? I know they only won, whatever, 4 or 5 games, but did that make it almost too high a bar for Caleb Williams to hit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you get the first overall quarterback, it's going to be too high. Look at his numbers, but watching with your human eyes and how he affected winning was terrible. It was awful. So, I still got hope if I'm a Bears fan. I think Caleb Williams could be fine. There have been so many. Josh Allen, there's so many. We are so quick to condemn and, man, give the kid a chance. I think Caleb Williams is going to be better if he learns how to make quicker reads and stop holding onto the ball. He's got to get that out of his game. But there's a possibility. If I'm a Bears fan, I haven't lost heart. I think just because Jaden Daniels had a better year this year, you know, I'm not going to say that Bryce Young had a better year than CJ, but CJ regressed in the second year. We'll see. We'll see how Jaden Daniels does Jaden Daniels uses his legs more than CJ does. So I think he's going to be better because he can escape stuff.
But we have to see how long can that guy. He takes a lot of heavy hits. We got to see how long he can last.
Yeah,
it was the same concern with Lamar. And Lamar over the last 2 years has done a good job of avoiding it. He's become a much better pocket passer. But he had 2 years where he couldn't finish because he couldn't beat people with his arm from the pocket in the postseason, which is still something he's going to have to prove he can win those big games. But Lamar's becoming a little less reliant on his legs. Jaden Daniels, Jaden's a better passer coming out than Lamar was.
Yes.
Jaden's a really good passer.
Yes.
So at some point, he'll dial back to running. But I guess while you're young, man, leave whenever you want because that dude is an electric runner.
Yep.
Bucky put him in. We did tier one, tier two, tier three, and tier four quarterbacks for NFL. When we come back, we'll do this. I want to ask you about this. We took all the playoff quarterbacks, and we put them in Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4. And I'll tell you what the tiers are supposed to be. And I want to see where you put these guys.
All right. But first, I want to see where I put my Coors Lights. What? I know where I put my Coors Lights. In my mouth. That's where I put my Coors Lights. That's right. That's right, Dell. I put my Coors Light in my mouth.
You're not afraid to put things in your mouth that you like.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. Well, no, not my Coors Light. I wasn't. That was about a toothbrush. That was a toothbrush. That's where that one came from. This is about Coors Lights. I was sticking it into my mouth and I was doing it right. That's right. You damn right I was. And I was doing it last night. I got a new one. Got a new one, Dell. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good night. Here's the deal is if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, then you do it right. You do it right if you got a Coors Light in your hand. You got Blue Mountains in your hand. Your beer is stupid compared to mine. Your beer can't tell you it's cold. Mine can because the label turns from white to blue. The label turns from, let me say that again. The label turns from white to blue because my beer is smarter than your beer. My beer can tell me when it's cold. Now all of a sudden, ooh, hey, give me that one. Yeah, because it's cold and it's going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. And I love it. I love me some Coors Lights. I want you to love you some Coors Lights as well. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. The world's most refreshing beer. I saw it on a billboard once. You can't lie. Billboards can't lie. Otherwise, they'll get sued. You're looking for a way to keep Texas chill right now? You need it. Keep Texas chill with Coors Light.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 849, 850 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to pump it up. What time should we pump it up? 9:30?
Is Five Star joining us?
Five Star is joining us.
Yeah.
He was supposed to join us yesterday.
And I don't know
I'm
what
glad
happened.
He didn't, though.
I don't know what he had. Yeah.
Literally
he liked Penn State.
He liked Penn State.
I did, too, by the end. I was like, you know what? Penn State's the better team. Uh-uh. And at halftime, I felt pretty confident in that.
Yeah.
But, man, after that first drive, I'm like, oh.
Uh-oh. No, buddy of mine was is
Notre Dame moves
is
on.
A pick 'em and he needs the
Notre
ring.
Dame was plus 1,200 to win it all at the beginning of this thing.
My buddy of mine is in a pick 'em and he needs three wins and he wins the thing. And he goes, who do you like? And I said, I'm not telling you who I like. You'll blame me for it. I ain't going to take that heat. And he said, you called me a P word. He called me an ugly word. And then I sent him my picks and he goes, oh, crap. I went the other way. I told him, I sent him Notre Dame. And he said, oh, I want Penn State. And it didn't work out for him. But he's still got more games. So he's got the Longhorns today. I don't know. I don't know. Ohio State's playing really good football. But I will say this. Somebody on our thread yesterday said Ohio State's going to kill Notre Dame. I don't believe that. I think it's going to be a good national championship. I think Notre Dame's playing good football.
Well, if Notre Dame can drag Ohio State into the mud like Michigan did, then sure.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, and they can.
They can. Ohio State just is so damn explosive that you can play as good as you want, and they'll hit a couple plays, and all of a sudden you're down. I don't think that much of Will Howard, but if it comes down to that, if we're just going to bypass the Longhorns, I think he will not play as timid as Drew Aller did. For as well as Notre Dame fought back in that second half, they're down by a touchdown and they went and scored. But Drew Aller was bad.
He was bad.
He was bad yesterday. And yeah, that gives Notre Dame a chance. If Quinn or Will Howard play that poorly, then yes, Notre Dame has a real shot to win a national title.
I feel bad for that kid.
Who, Drew Aller?
Drew Aller.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Well, because he's had his hands on his helmet as he's walking out.
He looked like he on the side after his interception, which, by the way, there was not at no point was that wide receiver even remotely open, not even close. If you weren't number 44, he couldn't see you. Mm-hmm. If you weren't Tyler Warren, Drew Aller couldn't see you, and that throw was so bad, like he lost the game for them. I'm sorry, but I wish it was something else. Now you did get it at the 40. If you play a little bit of defense, maybe you keep them out of field goal. You know, maybe you make it a little tougher. Has there ever been a shorter-looking 41-yard field goal in your life? On TV, it looked like a chip shot. Did you notice that? It was a 41-yard field goal, which is, you know, still a decent field goal. You can miss those. And it looked like it was super short to me. I don't know what it was, but...
No, it must have been just the angle. Okay, your tiers of quarterbacks in the postseason.
All right, so this is what we did. Number one.
Tier
one is considered the elite quarterbacks.
Okay.
So the
Lamar,
I'll just call like
Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Hold on. Let me give you all the tiers. Elite quarterbacks who I'm going to give you the tiers first. Elite quarterbacks who can, you know, just elite quarterbacks. We'll just leave it at that. You can define it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is guys who are knocking on the door of that designation, but for my purpose, I didn't say knocking on the door because that kind of eliminates older quarterbacks. who are close to being that, knocking on the door, meaning they're close to being in that status. Tier three were guys who are kind of hot, or guys who you could see, you know, being good enough to go a certain level, but they can't really win it on their own. And then tier four was unpredictable question marks.
Okay.
Now, who do you have in tier one?
I got tier one is Mahomes, Allen, Lamar.
Easy. Bucky wanted to throw Jaden Daniels in there because he said, if we're going to talk about guys who can lead, he said, because I made this point, I said, I consider elite guys who can put the team on their back and, you know, in any situation they have a chance, because those are the three.
Yeah.
And he said, well, then why not Jaden Daniels? He can put the entire team on his back with what he does. But you can't be that if you're a rookie for me.
So can Jordan Love, too.
You can't be that. Yeah. So Bucky put him in tier one,
no.
But I'm with you. My tier one. Now, who do you have
I'll
in tier two?
I'll go in tier two. I'll go Jaden in tier two. I agree with that. I agree with that. Herbert?
Yep.
Okay.
He was close to putting him in tier one, but he couldn't do it. Herbert, we had tier two. Yep. The less it is asked of him, the better he's become.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to put Hurts in there. I believe in Jalen. I believe in Hurts.
He didn't put Hurts in there.
Yeah.
Here's who we ended up having in there. We kind of did it as a team.
Well, and you know, actually Stafford should be in there.
Yes. Yeah. So I think so too.
Yes.
So we had, here's who we ended up having. We ended up having Goff, Stafford.
Oh yeah, Goff too.
Yeah. We ended up having Goff, Stafford, and Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert. Bucky wouldn't put Hurts. As a matter of fact, so those are the two we had on. You can win championships with those guys.
Yes.
Playing at a high level.
Absolutely.
I think all three of those.
Well, Stafford
guys.
Has won a championship.
Yes, he has.
And Jalen's
obviously
gotten there. Why Goff is showing it? I don't understand Jalen.
Well, the argument on him is, I think that how much of this year is Saquon Barkley, because he wasn't this guy last year. Bucky's argument is
he was this guy the year before though.
Bucky's argument is, well, a lot of tush push stuff. Like, can he win if he needs to throw the ball? I don't know if it matters.
Well,
is he hurt by the
fact?
Is he hurt by having
only on a fourth and one?
Is he hurt by having a 2,000-yard running back? The perception?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
It hasn't hurt Lamar.
I was okay to put him. I was okay.
It's actually helped Lamar.
Yeah, but Lamar substantially more productive than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
as a passer,
I get it. But I'm not putting him on that level. I'm putting him on a level below him.
So Bucky did not have him there. I could have gone either way on it.
Huh?
But. For the record, we had just three. Goff. Who was the other one, as I mentioned? Goff, Stafford, and
Jaden. And Jaden Daniels.
And Stafford. Stafford and Jaden. No. No. Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels. Well, he put him in tier one, but I would say yes. I would say Jaden Daniels, even though he's a rookie. I would go Jaden Daniels, Goff, Stafford, and Herbert.
Yeah.
So those four. Next up is tier three. Hot. You could go a certain distance with them, but you may not be able to win at all. We had Baker,
and Jordan.
Hurts. Baker, Hurts, Jordan Love, Sam Darnold.
See, I would put unpredictable on Sam Darnold. I would put unpredictable on Baker, too.
Well, he's kind of
hot,
though.
Baker can throw you out of a game. He can throw you into a game.
But did
he
this
year?
He
can throw you out of a game.
I would say
he's throwing a lot of picks, though.
I would say Baker. Let me say who we had on. My argument was Bo Nix can't go in three. Bo's got to go in four. Because we don't know on Bo Nix yet.
Right.
We really don't. I think with Jaden Daniels is a different level. Well, but Bo Nix to me.
And you got Russell in the last.
Russell and CJ.
And CJ. In the last one? In the last group.
Where would you put him?
Wow.
He's four. I hate to say it.
We don't know how he's going to play.
There's no other way that he's unpredictable. There's question marks. That's what it was. And I'm like, well, that's CJ. Russell, CJ. Bo Nix, for me at least. And I hated doing that, but that's the only place I can put him.
I think Darnold belongs in that group.
Okay.
Because we've seen.
How much of that is your history with Darnold?
Well, it's not only my history, but it's my last. But watching him against Detroit.
That kind of recency bias? Is that recency bias?
It's a recency bias, but that's a playoff team you're playing. Now, and in a big spot, you're trying to get the number one seed, and you fart the bed.
You did fart the bed.
Well, you pooped it. Anyway, you kind of pooped the bed.
Well, you farted it. If it had been a playoff game, you pooped it.
You pooped it.
Now, this is the same guy who has 35 touchdowns and 12 interceptions this year. His game log, Atlanta, borderline playoff team, 347 yards, 5 touchdowns. Chicago, they won, you know, 231, 1-1, no big deal. Seattle, at Seattle, he had 246, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Green Bay at home, that's a big game, 377, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. And you mentioned the Lions game was terrible. No touchdowns, no interception, but it was terrible. 44% completion percentage. I mean, on paper, Sam looks good, but against Jacksonville, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But he didn't have a lot of bad games, though.
No, he didn't have a lot of bad games.
I mean,
games,
honestly, but, when you look at it, like, he's pretty
But
consistent.
I also, you know, you're right. Maybe not just this year, and maybe I got some recency bias, but I've seen Sam Darnold before this year, too.
He is hot this year.
He's hot.
The definition that we had was hot quarterback who can blah, blah, blah. Well, in that case, I got to put Sam in there. But if we kind of smoothed it out a little bit and we just made the tiers, a little less defined, yeah, I would agree with you. I think Knicks, Sam Darnold. I actually would have Baker Mayfield ahead of Sam Darnold. I actually have more confidence in Baker Mayfield and for some weird reason. And I don't know, and that's...
I don't. I watched him on that Monday night game, and it was just he just throwing balls into areas. He just I'm just worried about Baker trying to force stuff.
Let me look at Baker's total numbers. He was 41-16. I mean, that's more interceptions than Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
16 interceptions, and you know you look at this, and he's got an interception in every game but one in his last 5. One interception, 0 interceptions. Huh. One interception, 2 interceptions, 2 interceptions. Like, yeah, then there's a 0-0. Like, yeah. I mean.
I don't trust him as much as you do.
I can see it. Yeah, yep. I can see it. Lost to Dallas. He wasn't terrible in that Dallas game. Wasn't all on him. Yeah, the New Orleans game wasn't that good. They still won, but wasn't very good against a not very good Dallas team. I don't know. But what do you think of the 2018 draft now, though? Let's look at the quarterbacks now. It's changed. This year has really changed the perception. It was just Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and that's it. Baker is taking a long time, but Baker now is a quality NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll call him quality.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has remade himself into being an average NFL quarterback. The numbers look really good. But I think he's got a chance to be an average starter, which is good. Yeah, he's in a perfect spot. Josh Rosen was never going to be that guy. But the 18 quarterback draft, which was considered two in the flu, it's actually not bad now.
That's better. All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we'll take your call next. Okay, and we're still going to do what time? 9:15 is going to be Pump It Up. We're going to have to pump it up at 9:15. That's what I'm saying about it. I mean, are you people not ready to pump up the Texans? Are you ready to take a loss? Listen, Reagan and Tiger did their job. They brought Gilbert a steak. Are you going to do your job?
Wait a minute. If Gilbert got a steak, then
Gilbert got a steak.
Then it's a foregone conclusion.
No.
What's going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
no. We know his powers, his mystic powers are definitely not nearly as good in that home.
So he needs help?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of a kryptonite in that.
No,
in that,
let's wait and see how it goes.
In Sharpview. I know it's the food could be
kryptonite. Yeah, he did get a swept against the Tigers.
Yeah. So we're going to pump it up at 9:15. And if you don't pump it up, okay, if you sit there and let the Texans just flounder, then this is on you, okay? Then this is on you. Take the L yourself if you don't call in. If you try to buy a house by yourself without Kent Jones, then that's on you. Love Kent. Love what Kent does. Love what Kent does for the community, okay? What he does for the community, save thousands of dollars. All right, these big mortgage companies, you know how they get these big buildings with these gigantic, just beautiful downtown buildings? They make a lot of money off of you. That's how they do it. Kent Jones is here to put the stop to that, okay? You ain't charging this. You ain't charging that. No, we can get around this. We can get around that. We can get a better rate. We're going to lock in at the perfect time. All of these things are awfully important. And Kent Jones has been doing it for 30 years, so he knows. You don't know. Okay, I'm going to buy a house, so I know when to lock. No, you don't know when to lock in. You don't know what's coming up in the market, in the interest rate. You don't know. He knows. He's been doing this forever. He's literally saved, I can't tell you how much money this dude has saved people over the years. When you're doing it for 30 years, 1,400 of these that he's done, yeah, you got that expertise. No, you don't know. You don't know. He knows. So if you're going to buy a home, you're going to buy any kind of a building or whatever, you need a mortgage, there's one guy to see, my man, Kent Jones. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.